And we continue to get updates on Hurricane Milton, and we're going to go live to Tampa. Great friend, Pittsburgher, Central Catholic grad, and a well-known sports journalist primarily, is living in Tampa, has been for the last few years. Mike Gallagher, who spent a lot of time also in Erie, Pennsylvania. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's great to be talking to you.
Well, yes, just great that we could, A, make contact. I know that your kids drove up to Erie, and you had to hunker down taking care of some pets. So describe what happened overnight.
Well, we've been without power for going on about 10 hours, where I'm at. But we did really well. I've got some branches down, a little overflow of the pool, but nothing got into the house. It's still too dark to truly assess what we're in for once the sun comes up. But friends that are closer to the city, and more in particular friends in St. Petersburg, got it bad. Now, the fortunate thing was that where the eye of the storm hit, it pulled the water out of Tampa Bay and didn't bring a 15-foot wall of water into Tampa Bay. But there was 20, they're saying in excess of 20 inches of rain. I know we must have had at least a foot of rain exactly where I'm at. And at one point in St. Pete, they said it was falling 5 inches an hour. And there's just so much flooding. I know they don't have water or flushing toilets in most parts of St. Petersburg and St. Pete Beach. But and then if I don't know if you saw or not, but the Tropicana Superdome, the roof is in shambles of the dome, and we just approved for a new stadium to be built, which isn't going to be done for several years. And looking at the images we're seeing of Tropicana Field, I don't know how you repair this. And you know, but granted, where your baseball team's playing next year maybe not be your biggest concern at this point, but fortunate in many ways, but still fingers crossed as the sun's going to come up here shortly and we're going to really see what we're in for.
Mike, I'm curious to know, I know that there was a flash flooding emergency in the Tampa region for several hours. Is that still a problem this morning at this hour?
It is, because the sewage system got so inundated with overflowing rivers and creeks and 20 inches of rain falling in that 24-hour period or less. And it is a problem. Even where I'm at north of the city, our flash flood alarms were going off, before the eye wall even came on shore. And that was the thing. When the outer bands of this thing started hitting the state, they were supercells. And they created these massive tornadoes going up and down the state. So every 2 seconds you're getting, tornado warnings on your phone, on your TV, telling you to hunker down. So you don't know where these things are. You just know it's raining like crazy. They're telling you that there's so much rain you can't see the tornadoes, so assume there's one. So it was just this, it really was probably 10 or 12 hours of just harrowing, like, oh, goodness, what are we in for?
And for those that don't know, Tampa is the lightning capital of the world to begin with, but tornado outbreaks like this are very rare.
I should have known watching that Steeler game the other night that I was in for a treat. And I'm seeing the lightning over Acrisure Stadium. I was like, wow, that's just amazing. Look at those great photos that Dave DiCello got. I was all excited. And then we get lit up by this hurricane. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm not going to like lightning so much anymore.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time this morning. Glad you're safe, and good luck with the
assessment.
And
I got to tell you, from being on the air with you and Paul the other day, I literally have hundreds of messages. Hundreds.
Sorry about that, Mike.
No, it's actually a great thing. And all I'm saying is, this was a little bit scary, is go into your phone, look up people, and imagine they have a Cat 5 hurricane headed their way, and reach out to them the way everybody in the Pittsburgh area reached out to me. Because now looking in through my phone, it's pretty special.
All right, Mike. Well, again, thank you, brother.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you later. Mike Gallagher in Tampa.
Great relief that the Tampa-St. Pete area was spared a direct hit, but On the flip side, we have Sarasota Bradenton. It went in at Siesta Key. There's no telling what that storm did to the barrier islands. You know, Anna Maria Island, Siesta Key, all through their beautiful, beautiful area.
I've fallen in love with that place. It's so beautiful, and it just, you know, heart-wrenching to see all these people that are dealing with, in many cases, catastrophic damage. And just like we saw with Helene, especially in the north, in the Carolinas and Tennessee, Georgia, but they are not affected this time. This is the double whammy for the people on the Gulf in particular. And now Milton is just moving off the coast on the Atlantic side and is expected to continue to move east out into the open ocean.
And it is going to create a 3 to 5 foot storm surge in its wake from basically Jacksonville south past, say, Daytona, maybe even a little further up, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to check in with meteorologist Joe Lumberg next to get an exact update on details and what they expect next.